Canto 17. As Phaethon, when he heard that he was not Apollo's son, came in confusion to his mother Clymene, from whom he got assurance that he was indeed the true heir to the god, and then he asked if he could drive the chariot for just one day, which led to such complete catastrophe, all fathers with ambitious sons will say they were made wary by the memory. Just so was I, and so I was esteemed to be by Beatrice, and also by the holy lamp that previously had seemed to alter its position in the sky solely for my sake. Then my lady said, "Put forth the flame of your desire, so it may bear the mark of what lies in your head and heart, the inner stamp that shapes to fit, the stuff that forms the sign, not just to swell our knowledge with your words, but to secure the process yielding you a truth to tell about your thirst, so that the draught so pure may be poured out for you." I spoke just so to Cacciaguida. "Dearest plot of seed, you that are raised so high that just as no mentalities on earth are not agreed to angles, and no fewer are acute in any triangle, so you, when you gaze at the point where light is absolute, and all times come together, see what's true before it is, contingent things before they are, when I and Virgil walked the hill that heals the souls, and when we plumbed the core of that dead world while souls are always ill. Grave words about my future life I heard, though I feel set four square against the blows of chance, for if, before it has occurred, I know my fortune, or the anguish goes from my desire since it is met, just as an arrow when foreseen more gently flies our way, as if what's not yet happened has. Thus speaking of my wish in the same wise that Beatrice bade me, I addressed the light that talked to me before. Not with the dark riddles by which fools tied their meaning tight before the Lamb of God and did that mark of sin he answered me, but in plain speech and clear-cut terms, paternal love revealed in words, he granted what he had to teach, by his own smile both laid bare and concealed. Contingency in your small world confined is part of the eternal vision, yet does not derive from that all-seeing mind necessity. Think of the ship that met our eyes but later dropped downstream. From this, what lies in store for you in times to come comes to my eyes with the sweet synthesis of organ notes in their harmonic sum striking the ear. Just as Hippolytus, when he staved off the cruel incestuous will of Phaedra, was cast out of Athens, thus you will be sent from Florence. To fulfill this aim, which is determined and contrived in detail and will soon come true, there sits, as pleased as if the moment had arrived already, him the papal crown now fits, proud in the hall where Christ is bought and sold all day. Yes, Boniface. And as it must, the outcry of the common crowd will scold the injured one. Though vengeance, to prove just the truth that sends it, will come, you will leave all that you love the best, which is the bolt that exile's bow shoots first. You will achieve full proof the bread of others' tastes of salt, and how all stairs are steep when they belong to other men, to climb or to descend. And what will weigh you down, however strong your shoulders, is the evil without end of all the senseless company you keep in that sad valley into which you fall. Ungrateful, raving even in their sleep, with fury aimed at you. Quite soon they all shall have red brows, not you. Their foolish deeds will prove their brute stupidity. That you are by yourself a party, one that needs no other membership, that fact will do you honor. Your first refuge, your first inn, you'll find by courtesy of that great stem of Lombards, the Scaligers. To begin your sojourn, you'll meet the first of them, Bartolomeo, with his family shield, the latter with the empire's eagle spread above, held out for you that it may yield protection. His regard will be so wed with grace that everything you two exchange of asking and of giving will be turned the other way around. He will arrange all that you need before you say so. Burned from birth by this brand of a mighty star, one you will see whose deeds will be renowned. The people have not noted him so far. For just 9 years the wheels have circled round his young head. But before Henry is deceived by Gascon Clement, this youth will show sparks of the heroic. It will be believed, even by enemies, this great dog barks against mere wealth, and his munificence will be part of his military fame. Such generous bravery, sparing no expense, you'll learn to look for in his blazing name, Can Grande de la Scala. With his aid, fortunes will change for many. Many rich will be brought low, and beggars raised in grade to take their place. And these are all things which you'll carry written in your mind about this great Prince of Verona, but you can't speak of them yet. And then he spelled them out. Things people will one day see and yet shan't believe their eyes. And then he added, Son, these are expansions on the several hints you've had about the things that will be done to you in just a few short years, which, since they haven't happened yet, are still like snares, concealed where they lie waiting. And yet you should not, when you compare your fate with theirs, envy your neighbors. For the deeds they do, their punishment will come. But far beyond that date, your life will last. The holy soul fell silent, having said this to respond to my entreaty. So it was made whole, the woven cloth of which I'd set the weft. He'd put the woof into the web. Now I began again. I still had one doubt left, seeking from him that I'd been counseled by, the benefit of how he saw and willed and loved all rightly. Father, I see well how time that wants my destiny fulfilled digs in the spurs and heads for me pell-mell, to deal the blow which falls with greatest weight on him who heeds least. All the better, then, that I am given power to see my fate, so that, if I may not come home again, I shan't lose other places by my songs. Down through the world of endless bitterness, and on the fair hill where they purge their wrongs, up from the peak from which the eyes I bless of my dear lady lifted me to find light after light throughout these halls of good, that journey forms a lesson in my mind, which, should I tell it, would be sheer wormwood to many. And if I prove to the truth a timid friend, I fear to lose my name among all those who one day in their youth will call these old times. Bright light turned to flame. Inside the smiling treasure I had found. Outside a golden mirror in the blaze of sunlight saying, Conscience, I'll be bound, shamed by its own or someone else's ways, indeed will find your words harsh. Still you must put lies aside and make your vision plain, and let those scratch who have an itchy crust, since if your voice at first taste gives them pain, yet it will nourish when it's taken in. For even as the wind, this cry of yours will strike the highest peaks, which is to win no little honor. This has been the cause that you've been shown in these wheels here, and on the mountain, and down in the woeful pit. Only the souls that fame has fixed upon, in order that the story you transmit will capture the attention of all those who recognize the names, for otherwise they'd be shut out as if by doors that close ahead of them. The secret of surprise lies in a framework that we recognize.